Today's daf is Shabbos daf, Kuf, Mem, Zayin, as we continue in Perek Chavis, the 22nd Perek in Masech HaShabbos. Tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we finish the 22nd Perek and get into the 23rd Perek. But today, we are in Perek Chavis, other Inyanei Hilcha Shabbos. Says the Mishnah on Kuf, Mem, Vav, Amid, Beis. Nosnin, Tavshil, Oto, Chabar, Bishvil, Shihes, Shamur. I'm allowed to put a pot of food into a pit, so that it stays guarded. Rashi says it doesn't have water in it. It's just that I want it to stay cool a little bit. Why would I think it's a problem? You're not allowed to put a pot into an empty pit. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. But I'm allowed to do that. Vesamayim hayafim baraim b'shvil shiyitzananu. And if I have mayim yafim, a kli full of good water, and I want to put it into dirty water in order that it stays cool, so that's also mutter. Again, we'll have to see what exactly is the Chiddush. There's no Isser of cooling water on Shabbos. If I want to put something into the refrigerator, there's no Isser there. And putting cold water in the sun, so that it warms up, that also is Mutter. That we discussed back in the third parak. Cooking in the sun on Shabbos is Mutter Lagamre. Only cooking in Toldos Chama is something that is Aser Durabanan. But in Chama itself, it is Mutter. That's the first half. Second half, mi shenashu kelev baderech b'mayim. If somebody somehow has their kelim, has their begadim soaked as they are walking, nashu kelev baderech b'mayim, mahalech b'hem b'nechoshesh. They can walk with them and don't worry about it. One doesn't have to worry. There's no kshash gezeira shema yischod. If I'm walking and again it starts pouring out, and all of a sudden I'm soaked, I don't have to take off my clothes because I'm worried, Gzeira Shema Yischot. No, don't worry about it. Just keep walking. Right, we discussed a couple of days ago the difference maybe between water on the body versus water on Begadim. What about at a place without an Eruv? Does one have to be careful about that? What about a Carmelis? That was what we discussed a couple of days ago. But if somebody is walking, they don't have to be worried. But Higiel Lechatzar Achitzona, right when they come to the outer courtyard, they come to a place where they can take off the wet clothes, shotchan b'chama avalo k'negeda They can spread out the clothes b'chama in the sun, meaning in order to dry, you can put it in the sun. There is no isra of bishul b'chama, as we have just discussed. Avalo k'negeda but one shouldn't do this in public. We'll have to see. This is an isra d'rabbanan that we've mentioned before, that one is not allowed to hang up very wet, dripping clothes in a place where people might think that they were washed on Shabbos. That's an Issur d'Rabbanan, but that is the halacha. But what b'Ikar Adin, there is no chshash of Shema Yischot as one is walking in the street. Says the Gemar Pshita. So back to the first line of the Mishnah. Right, why can't you put a pot inside a pit? Right, what's the worry? So Mao de Tema Nigzer Mishabashvuye Gumos Kamash Malan. You might say, well, if you're allowed to put it in the bottom of a pit, you might want it to be level in the bottom of the pit so that the soup doesn't tip over and fall out. Kamash Malan, we're not worried about Gzeira Shemashvuye Gumos, right? Only in a place where you're actually using the floor more than that. So for example, the Shulchan Aruch talks about any type of game where I'm rolling something on the floor, some type of marble, some type of game the children play, where I'm rolling something on the dirt floor outside, that is an Issur d'Rabbanan to play on Shabbos. Maybe even soccer or kickball for the children to play. Let them play other games. But besides the issue of, you know, we're not going to get to the issue of older children playing ball on Shabbos, whatever the ramifications and conditions are. But what about little kids? What about marbles? Playing marbles, on rolling the marbles outside on Shabbos, so one could play that inside, or we paskin even on a hard surface, on a patio on the outside, but on a dirt floor or on the grass, so that could be a problem because of gzeira shemashu yegumos. You want the floor, the ground to be flat, so there you're using the actual floor. Here, there was a chshash. Maybe you would have said it's a problem because you're just putting something down on the floor. Kamash v'lan, we don't say that is a problem. You're allowed to put it on the floor. And one is allowed to take a kli and put it into water. So pshita, that's also obvious. So seifet shrichalei. So the next line is the chiddush. The Gemara says v'sasonim b'chama hanami pshita. That's also obvious. You already know you're allowed to put cold water into the sun. No problem. So ma'od teima nigzar dilma asilat muni beremes. But you might say that you might come to be matzvanit beremes. If you're allowed to heat it in a heat source like the sun, you might come to put it in coals in a burning remets. Kamash malan. No, we don't think that you're going to get confused. And that is mutter again as well, putting tzonein ba chama. Good, and I think we already alluded to yesterday, but again, it's always important to mention over and over again the important shitos, which there are many of in this Pesachta. Remember the Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Four words, Rashi says. Why is Bishul B'chama Mutter? Rashi says, Ein Derech Bishulo B'kach. That's Rashi's Lashon, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, because it's not the normal way of cooking. Not the normal way of cooking. What if it becomes the normal way of cooking? Does that ever change? Is Rashi saying something that just happens to be, or something that inherently the malacha of Bishul on Shabbos is not derech? It's not defined as cooking b'cham. It has to be a different type of heat source. And nafka mina, we said, could be, what about microwaves? Cooking in the microwave is not, there's no fire there, but it's very, very common. Remember, we saw the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein then, where Moshe says, and I think that pretty soon everybody's going to have a microwave in their house. Right? He was a Navi. Right? Pretty soon. But so does that make it d'oraisa? If somebody has to cook for a chola on Shabbos, is it better to cook it in the microwave or to cook it on a fire? These are all different issues, but that is the issue of chama that Rashi discussed then. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mishanashru v'chulu, four lines from the bottom. If someone's clothing gets soaked on Shabbos, then one doesn't have to take it off. One could keep going and then just remove it when they get somewhere in private. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, says Rav. Rav has the statement that Maris Ayin is not purely about other people seeing. Rav says anything that's usser, midrabanan, because of Maris Ayin, then you're not allowed to even do it in private. What, is that purely because somebody might see and you don't know? Maybe somebody's looking in. And you have no idea. You think you're in private, but maybe you're not. So that's why we're going to ask for it even b'chadri chadarim. That's one understanding of Rav. Or the other understanding of Rav is that no, once Chazal asserted something, mipnei maris ha'ayin, that even if nobody sees, this action is already labeled as something that shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be done. It smacks of, it's not usser, but it smacks of something usser. The fact that it looks like something usser itself gives the action a certain shame, and therefore, even if you know for sure that nobody's watching, still it would be usser. Those are two understandings of Rav, why something Mishamaris Ayin would be usser even b'chadri chadar. But that is Rav. So the Gemara says, "Boa minute, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is b'chalik. Tnan. Shotchan b'chama v'lo k'neged ha'am." The Mishnah says that you're allowed to take off these wet clothes and hang them in private, but not in public. And again, this is talking about the Issa D'Rabbanan and Maris Ayin of hanging up one's clothes, and people might think that you laundered them on Shabbos, so therefore you see there's a chiluk between private and public. So how could Rav say that anything that's Asim Shem Maris Ayin is us or even in private? You see the Mishnah, there's a distinction. So the Gemara says, really, it's a machlokas tanoim, tanoihi, detanya shotchem b'cham, avalokan egeda'am, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Ostrin. Elazar and Reb Shimon argue, and that is the halacha. So what do we paskin? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Memhei, this is where this is discussed, and it comes up. Comes up l'maisa. Somebody gets soaked in the rain, and you come home, and you want to hang up your soaking wet socks, and somebody wants to hang up the shirts, whatever it is. So first and foremost is one is not allowed to put it on any type of heat source, like a radiator or something of like that, because that could be bishul. But let's say he's severed from Bishul. I'm just going to hang it on a hanger. So where can I hang it? Says the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to wear them. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav. It is Aser even b'chadre chadarim. The rather Mishnah Berurah quotes, Delo chilku chachamim b'takanosam. Which sounds like even if a third idea, not only, right, we mentioned two understandings, maybe it's people are going to see, you don't realize. Number two, the fact that it's also, that it looks like something in itself gives it inherent significance. And number three is low plug. Right, low plug is the third understanding. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. Madal Chadar Maser. V'lo Asra Elo L'Shatcha M'Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch adds, and this is only to do it on Shabbos. What about right before Shabbos? No Gzera. Even though, what's the difference? Doesn't matter. It's the Maisa Shticha. Putting it out right before Shabbos, no problem. Avalam Shatach Me'er of Shabbos, Kelim HaMechubasim, Eino Chayav L'Salkam Shabbos. You don't have to remove them, right? That's what you did it all before Shabbos, so it is not a problem. A couple of limitations, though, that we have mentioned. based on this isser. The only isser is to hang it in, number one, it has to be soaking wet. It has to be visibly soaking wet. If when I look at it, I can't tell that it's wet unless I feel it, so that is not usser, derabanan. No problem. Number two, it has to be so wet that it has to be tofeach hamanas latfiach, that I have to be able to touch it, get my finger wet, and then make something else wet. It has to be really wet, so people think I just washed it. And number three, the poskim say it has to be in a place where I usually hang up freshly laundered clothes, in a laundry room. So that's where. What if I hang it on a doorknob? I hang my shirt on a doorknob. It's not a problem. Because people aren't going to think that I just washed the clothes and hung it on the doorknob or hung it on the back of the chair in the living room. That's not where I put freshly laundered clothes. So again, even if you need all the conditions for it to be usser, right? If you're missing any one of the conditions, it's going to be mutter. Let me just throw in one other condition. This is the Shmir Shabbos quotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman. Anything that is normally dry cleaned and nobody ever cleans at home, that also, maybe there's no such gzeira in that case. Somebody has a suit jacket. Who cleans their suit jacket at home? Right, it's soaking wet. So there's no problem there to hang that up anywhere. Because everybody knows it was never nechlal in the gzeira. But what about a shirt? So some people get their shirts dry cleaned. But a lot of people clean them at home. So I don't think that's automatically. If somebody has a trench coat, so that also, nobody cleans those at home. So again, you have to know about this every specific article of clothing, whether it would be included in the Gzeirah Derabbanan. But it's right here. The issue is of Maris Ayin. The Rush also has an important ha'ara here, and the Mishnah Berurah there quotes the Rush. The Rush says, maybe the only issue here is where the chashash is that they think you did an Issa D'Oraisa. That's where we have the discussion of Maris Ayin. But if they only, and meaning, they thought that you washed it. That's a daraisa. But if the chashash is that you did something durabanan, maybe there's no maris ayin there. Meaning what the case they discuss is the gemara that we had earlier, and it came because of Mzekas Ksubis. If I have a stuffed pipe, and I kick it's not the pipe like we have pipes, but let's say in the olden days when they had wooden gutters, so when it got full of mud, it was basically the pipe was useless. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Samach, I think we discussed it earlier, that there is no problem there if I kick it with my foot. There's no maris ayin there of chashash bishem bone amakam epatish. But the Rush has a line that says shiny hasam delekach shada de isur de araisa bishem sharoano so shaosa kalachar yad. So that's an important ha'ara. Is there maris ayin by isurei? If the chashash is that you might have done an iser derabanan, right? So where does that come up? We discussed that at the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'chalav. If somebody has chicken and power of milk on the table, do I have to make sure that in the days of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Ramah have a machlokas about this? Do I have to put, let's say some milk came from coconuts or some type of nuts, do I have to put the nuts on the table to make sure people realize that it's power of milk? And what about in a time period when everybody knows there's such a thing called power of milk, like Bizman Hazeh, where you have a fleishig dinner and you have milk in a little cup? Do you have to put the riches, whatever it is, the container, sorry? Right, whatever, coffee rich. You have to put the container out so people know. What do you say? Everybody knows that there's power of milk today. And what about if there's only chicken? So that's already the Maris Ayin of only in a Durabanan, not a Daraisa. So that's the discussion of the Ramah and the Shach in Yaradeya. The Shach is a strong proponent that even by Durabanans one has to be worried about Maris Ayin. So you have to figure out what he does with this Rush. Again, there's a long Shach there, I don't remember, but probably talks about the Rush there as well. Okay, we continue. So bottom line, yeah.
The Baal Mishnah doesn't hold this concept of
Chadri Chazan. The Mishnah, right. So the Mishnah is a Machlokas Tanoim, and our Mishnah is going like the Shita Lakula, not like Rav. Rav is older like the other Tana. Rav also could argue himself, Rav Tana Upalik, but there is a Machlokas in that case. Good. Amar Rav Huna. Vaiter says Rav Huna. Now getting into issues of Libun. Haminaer Taliso B'Shabbos. If somebody shakes out their talis, their beged, on Shabbos, chayiv chatas, just shaking out the beged, that is an iser d'oraisa. V'lo amran ela b'chadati, aval ba'atiki leslan ba. And this is only by new begadim, which it really makes a difference if you shake it off. But if it's old, leslan ba, then there's no problem. V'lo amran ela b'luchmi, and this is only by black, which really shows if you shake it off. Aval b'chivri v'sumki, but by white or red, leslan ba. That also is not a problem. But huta kapar alayu, and this is only if he's makpid on getting it off. If he's not so makpid about it, so then, as we'll talk about a little more soon, then it is okay. Where do we have these colors already in this mesechta? White and red and black. Remember we had Rav Yonah earlier. Rav Yonah says, don't bury me in white, don't bury me in black. Bury me in red. I don't want to be like either of the extremes in a place where I don't belong. So he says, bury me in red. Those are the colors that are most discussed in the Talmud. White and black and red. Good. Major machlokas rishonim. What exactly are you shaking off your beged here? What are you shaking off? If you shake it off, you're chayav achatas. Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi says, dirt. You have dust on your beged. Top Rashi. Haminar taliso mina afar. Huge chiddush. Rashi says you're going to violate the Isser Daraisa of Libun without water. Rashi right here. Chayav achatas, second Rashi. Tzehu Libuna. This is its cleaning. If I have dust on my pants and I rub it off, according to Rashi, it sounds like it's an Issa Daraisa. Chayev Chatas. If you look in the Gilyon HaShas here, he says, hey, don't you remember what Rashi said earlier? On Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Rashi there said, there's only Libun with water. That's what Rashi says at the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph and Aleph. So the Gilyon HaShas over there pointed out to this Rashi. Excuse me, so he says Sarach Ian. So he mentioned already then that the Achronim say maybe there's a difference between the contexts. If you have a stain on your shirt, so then you're not going to get it fully off unless you use water. And therefore, that's where water is required. If you don't use water, you just knock it off from the inside of the shirt, you're still going to have a Roshem Nikar. You're still going to be able to see the mark. So that's why that's only going to be Daraisa with water. But here, all it is dust on your shirt or on your hat. And therefore, just rubbing off the dust, shaking off the dust, would be an Isser D'Oraisa. That is Shitas Rashi. But as we know, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, as we'll see in a second. Let's just see the other sheet, and then we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Tosfos says no. Tosfos on top quotes, Pirshu Min Hananel, Min Hatal She'alav. No, you have rain, you have dew on your shirt, you have drops on your jacket, and you want to shake that off. Hainu, Kibus V'libun, Chayev Chatos. And that's what it sounds like from the continuation of the Gemara. Aval benir min ha'afar, a nirash eishayach libun. I don't think that's possible. Rashi, what, just rubbing the dust off of your beged, that's going to be a libun d'oraisa? Can't be. Right, that is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Beis, Sif Aleph. Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, ha'benair talis chadasha shchora min hatal she'aleha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos, that if somebody shakes their beged out, black and new, right, that's like the conditions that the Gemara mentioned, Chayev, Shahanir, Yafil, Lakamo, Kibus, Vehu, Shemakbid, Alash, Lalav, Shabalo, Nir, Vechulu, as long as he's Makbid. And then the Ramah adds the Rashi, Yeshomrim, Ta'asu, Lenar, Begim, and Avak, Shalav, and Makbid, Alav, Vitov, Lachish, Lidvarav. And the Ramah says, it's good to be machmer for Rashi. And that's what we try to do. We're machmer l'chadchila for Rashi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. When you take off your jacket or put your hat down, make sure you're roes anolad. You put it down in a place where it's not going to get dust or dirt on it. Because if I put down my hat, if I put down my jacket or my pants, and it goes on the floor, and then when I pick it up, it's all dusty, all I do, what am I doing? I'm just rubbing the dust off. That could be an Issur D'Oraisa, according to Rashi, quoted in the Ramah. Right, we think, oh, what kind of that's a malacha on Shabbos? Yes, that's a malacha. But the poskim note that even though this is all true, it's only if you're makpid on it. What does that mean? If somebody doesn't really care, let's say somebody would walk outside with the dust on the hat or dust on the jacket, but it's only because, can you please clean your jacket? Can you please clean your, I don't care, I would go out with a little dirt on it. But somebody told me to wipe it off, so I'll wipe it off. But I don't really care about it, then there's no problem. Because this isn't the libun like the other type of libun, where adding water, adding liquid to a beged that's absorbent, that's for sure, asa daraisa, even if I'm not makmit on it. That's for sure. But this is already one step removed. It's not normal libun. It's only because it's kind of like libun. So that's what the Gemara adds, and we paskin, it's only if you're makmit on it. So why would you be taking it off if you're not makmit on it? So that's the Sfas Emes' kasha right here. Sfas Emes says here, a great ha'ara, and the Shmir Shabbos quotes this v'halacha, this Sfas Emes. What if normally I wouldn't be makpid only because it's Shabbos I'm makpid? So that's not called makpid. If I'm only makpid on it because of covered Shabbos, but I wouldn't be makpid on it during the week, so then that is not called makpid, and that's mutter to shake it off.
Does it depend depend on the type of clothing that you're wearing.
So it could be the type of...
During the week, you're not wearing a suit.
Right, you're not wearing a suit. What if whenever you would wear this suit, right, whenever you would wear this suit, you'd be makpid on it.
Right,
so if that's the case, then I would assume that would be called makpid. It would have to be something that you wear during the week and you're not makpid on it, and now you wear it today and you're makpid. Oh, because it's Shabbos. I want to be cleaner. But if you only wear this on Shabbos, then pashtus is, that's called makpid. That's called makpid. Again, we find sometimes there are other cases where we define, how you define something is, if this would be done, were it not for Hilchos Shabbos. We discussed this back in the fourth parak by Hatmana. Remember we spoke about raising the inside of the crock pot, or Shlomo Zalman's last psak. So he spoke about it. How do you determine normal type of cooking? If you would do this, if it weren't for Hilchos Shabbos. That's what we said. If you only use the crock pot on Shabbos, and you always use it raised, so is that called normal cooking? Because that's how you do it? No. If you wouldn't be worried about Hilchos Shabbos, what would you do? Right, that's how you determine. So too, that's the Sfas Emes, is important ha'ara right here. That's why you're taking it off, because it's Shabbos. But normally you wouldn't be makbid on it. That is not called makbid, and that's quoted in the Shmir Shabbos. In Perek Tezvav, Os Chavav, in the new one, he goes through all of these the halachas of begadim. Kol beged lalo havdel tzeva. Shinim sol of kesem. If you have a beged, and it doesn't matter what color and if it's old or new, asur lenakoso, bein be'ezras mayim, with any type of liquid. But if you're talking about avak, so then it depends if you're makpid. Imu begesh regilim makpid al kinnik yono, asur lenaro hasrez avashalav. Avachimu begesh ein regilim makpid al kinnik yono, mutur lachpar bobiad racha, obamat l'sivesha, v'chulu, v'chulu. And that he says, begesh abadera klal ein ba'al of makpid v'lov sho gam chino naki, ela sha'achshav, hu menaro mebnei kavit shabbos, or what if you're going to a Sheva Brachas? And you really generally would walk outside with it, or you're going to shul. If you're going to shul, I would walk out on the street with it, but because of shul, I'm going to be makpid on it. That's also, Dino Kedin Begit She'ein Makpid and Allah. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, and then it said that somebody showed Rosh Shlomo Zalman it was the Sfas Emes in our Sugya. Beautiful. That's the Shmir Shabbos. One other Ha'ara says the Chashuke Chemed Chida. Not the chida, a riddle. A chida. Yesh malacha achas b'shabbos. There's a malacha that two people could do the exact same thing right next to each other. And one would be chayav achatas and one would not be chayav achatas. What would it be? One person's makbid, one person's not makbid, doing the same malacha. Beautiful, wonderful. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Fourth line. Ula ikla lepumpadisa. Ula kenta pumpadisa chaza rabbanan to come and afsi glimayu. He saw that the rabbanan were shaking out their begadim. Amar kamachalalina rabbanan shabsa. What's going on here? What is all this kol Shabbos? Amar luhu Rabbi Yehuda. No. Nefutzi leba ape. He fanned him in his face. Basically, he says, what are you doing? Analo kaptinan midi. We're not makbid. Don't worry about it. So you have to say this fas emes, because what's everybody doing if they're not makbid? So it has to be, right now they're makpid, but generally they're not. Abaya vikoi kamid Rav Yosef. Omer le havli kumtoi. Please give me my hat. Kumtoi. Kumtoi is a hat. Right, whenever anybody in the tzava, when they have their masa kumta. Kumta is when they get their beret, they get their hat. It's called the masa kumta. Right, so right here is the word. Kumtoi, give me my hat. Chaza di'ika tala alei. He saw that it had dew on it. Have kamachasim l'misvelei. See, he was like, hemming and hawing, you didn't want to give it to him because it was going to shake off some of the dew. Amalei nefotz, just shake it off. Nefotz shadi. Analo kaptina midi. We don't care. We're not makpid about it. So don't worry about it. You can give it to me. Good. The bir halacha has the suffix. Who determines the kpeta? The mina'er or the misna'er? The one who is wearing it or the one who is doing the shaking? Right. So here, maybe the guy who's picking it up was makpid. But it sounds like the determining factor is the one who's going to wear it. That's what it sounds like. Amar Rav Yisrael bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ayoti b'talas mekubelas munachas lo kseifa b'shabbos. So now, what's we're talking about? Begadim? Some other type of hotzah issues. If somebody goes out with a folded beged on his shoulder, kseifa b'shabbos, chayav chatas. Right? Carrying something on your shoulder is normal. Normal way of doing it. And you're chayav chatas. Tani nami hachi, soch reksus, hayotzim b'talisos mekupalos. People who sell clothing going out with folded begadim, umunachos al ksefan b'shabbos, chayav and chatas, they're chayav, v'lo soch reksus bilvad amr, and not only people who sell begadim, ela kol adam, ela shadarkon shal mochrin latzeis kach. really anyone, but it's just the derech of the sellers to do it. That's why it says the sellers. V'chenvani, storekeepers, hayotze b'ma'os hatzruin lo b'sadino. They have like a pocket where they keep their money as they walk around chayav chatas. They're carrying the money. V'lo chenvani bilvad amru, ela kol adam, ela shadako shel chenvani latzeis kach. Really, anyone is chayav if they carry the money in their little purse, but it's just the normal for the chenvani to do it. V'haratanin, who are the ratanin? Are people the... from people from a certain place. On the side it says the right, that's from the base from the Tosefta. Yotzin Bisudarin Shal Ksefan. They could go out, they can go out. Right, the first two where they can't. They could go out with a type of shawl, a type of sudar on their shoulder that hangs down on their shoulders. Velo ratan bilvad alo amru ela kolodam, ela shadarka shawatan ala tesbakah. So that's a type of shawl that wasn't only on top of them being carried, but it was protecting them. Was functioning as a beged. Amr Yehuda Maisa Beharkanis. Benosher Belazar Beharkanis. You already see people used to name after grandfathers in the days of the Gemara. Right? She Yatza Besudar Shal Ksefa B'Shabbos. He went out with a sudar on his shoulder on Shabbos. El Shanima Kruchalo Betzbo. But just in case, he didn't want it to fall down and then forget and come to carry it. So besides wearing it, he tied a string from the shawl to around his finger. He didn't have to do this. He was worried that Shema, it might fall, but we weren't worried. Me'ikar Adin, we're not worried about that. We did discuss back in the earlier Prakim about different fancy types of jewelry and other types of begadim, which we are worried about. It might fall and a woman might pick it up and show it to her friend and walk with it. But here we're not worried. Period. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, Mishmeid Rav Chizda, Halacha, Ava Bishenima Krucha Lebetz Ba'osav, even though it's not tied on, still, it is mutter. Ulo Iklo Lebe Asi Barhini, Ba'amine, Ma'alaz, Ma'alazos, Marzev B'Shabbos, is a person allowed to make a Marzev. A Marzev is a gutter. But here we're not talking about an actual gutter. As we'll see, we're talking about something smaller, and are we worried about the Gzeira? Amalu, Achi Amar Rabbi Loi, Asar Lasos Marzev B'Shabbos. You can't. My Marzev, what is a Marzev? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kisi Bavlayasa. Literally, Babylonian pockets. What does that mean? You look in Rashi, basically it seems to be a hem. Some type of hem on the bottom of your pants. Right? It's also to do that on Shabbos. Right? Sewing up the edges. Right? Rashi says, Shemisalkin bigdeim min haaretz kishen aruchin. Right, when they're long, you lift up the begadim. V'koflan osam klavei mala. You fold them up. U'machzigan osan adei chutim. You hold them with threads. V'hainu kimin kiss. That's like a pocket, right? And that's like a gutter, to your roof. It's like your hem is kind of like a gutter to your pants. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yerba, Rabbi Yosef, Kamei de Reb Zera. He was saying for Reb Zera, Amalei Hachamai. Could you fold it like this? Amalei Aser. V'Hachimai, Amalei Aser. Yeah, it's Aser that way, it's Aser this way. Amar Papa, Nakotai Kol Abiyotcha. This is the cloud that you should focus on. Kol Adaita De Lichnufe. Anyone, if you're doing it, Aldas Lichnufe, which Rashi means, is going to stay there on a permanent basis. Aser, that is a problem. That is a problem that you're not allowed to do this. Dilehisnaos shari. But if it's just to look nice, Rashi says, lefisha'a, for a moment, shari, then it will be mutter. Again, Pasha, if you're sewing it, so then that's going to be tofer. That's going to be a problem. What if you're just like folding it up? So if you're folding it in a way that's going to be there forever, let's say making a new crease. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago about kipul begadim. If you're making something new, that could be a real tikkun. But if it's just there because, just for a moment, because you need to walk with it, so then it will be okay. Ki had Rav Shishi b'rei de Rav Idi misna ebes adino havi. Like Rav Shishi b'rei de Rav Idi used to do it on a weekday. He used to be misna ebes adino on a weekday. So you see, it's sometimes done just for noi. Ki yasa Rav Dimi Amar, pamachas yasa Rebbe Lasada. One time Rebbe went out to the fields. V'hayu shneit si de talisu munachan aksefo. And the two sides of his talus he picked up and put over his shoulders. Amar Lefanav, Yoshua ben Zirus, ben Chamav Sir Rabbi Meir, Bezul Ochiv Rabbi Meir Chatas. Didn't Rabbi Meir say that was a problem, what you're doing? Right, he's wearing a baguette, but then he picked up the bottom of it, and it's not just hanging on him like a regular baguette, but it's kind of folded over onto his shoulders. So, you're right, the top of it is being worn, but the bottom of it is lifted up. Isn't that a problem? So, Amar Le, Rabbi answers, Dik Dik, Rabbi Meir Ad Kan. Did Rabbi Meir say this far? Meaning, Rebbe's saying, it's mutter. I'm wearing a bag. Let's say you're wearing a jacket, and you pick up the bottom of your jacket, and you put it over your shoulders for whatever reason. Let's say you're walking through, you don't want it to get muddy or something. So is that a problem? Rebbe says, Remeir never meant that. Shulso, Rebbe Taliso. But, says the Gemara, even though Rebbe thought it was mutter, once he was told this, you know, he put it down. Shulso, Rebbe Taliso. Similarly, let's continue. Kiasa Rabban, Rabban Katie says we have the names in the story wrong. Amar lo Yeshua ben Zirus Havi, Ela Yeshua ben Kapusai Havi, Chaslos Rebbe Akiva. But it's the same thing. Amar Bezu, Lochia Rebbe Akiva. Lochi Rebbe Akiva chatas, Amar lo, dictic Rebbe Akiva ad kan, did he really say this? Shulso Rebbe Taliso. So he put it down, right, even though he didn't think it was a problem, right? Rashi says, Shulso horida lamata, Shakibo dvarv, okay, he was, mekabel. Even though it's not clear that he thought it was us, or even he thought it was mutter, he did it anyway. Kiasa Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, Amar nish al itmar. He even has a third version of the story, that the story never happened, right? It was just a Shiloh that was asked. Okay, either way. You can't move this Gemara without mentioning the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Sadi, Vav. An amazing tshuva. We mentioned this years ago. I don't think any time recently. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. This tshuva is not dated, but it's in Chelek Aleph. B'dvar nisiyah la'anashim b'kar. Interesting, he says car there. He usually says machines. Achar hadlakas aneris. Could somebody go into a car after the candle lighting? Lebeis hamedrash samach erech shnei minutin lekol hayoser. 2 minutes after candle lighting, after halakas neiros, could you go in the car? Miish b'zechshash iser. So, is there any problem? So he wrote. He got a letter. Nenati ma'od asher malak foteras in his diary is l'chaim mitzvas tochacha lefidaito. You're amazing that you're giving me tochacha. I'm so excited that you sent me your letter. This is the Gadol Hador talking. V'churos chayin chayin malak foto v'chas v'shalom lehak b'bazeh. Don't think I'm going to be mocked about Rav Moshe. It's clear used to drove to shul after candle lighting, like right after halakas neiros. There's nothing wrong with that, right? It's in the it wasn't Makabel Shabbos yet. And the wife's Kabbalah Shabbos has nothing to do with the husband's Kabbalah Shabbos. So he used to go, V'mirtz Hashem, but then he says, you gave me tochacha, V'mirtz Hashem, b'lo neder, lo isa od, mishas halakas neiros bekar, af she'ein bazeh shemitz isur, af lo misha maris ayin. Let me explain to you now why there's not even maris ayin here. Ki yada yididi, you obviously know, my friend, Asher Isser Maris Ha'ayin, who rock bedavar shena sezeh barova pa'amim ba'ofan ha'asur, v'hu o sezeh ba'ofan ha'mutter, asur mebnei Maris Ha'ayin. What's Maris Ha'ayin? Something that's normally done is somebody walking into a non-kosher restaurant. So 90% of the time, people walk into non-kosher restaurants to eat non-kosher. 10% of the time is to use the bathroom. So that's why you have an issue of Maris Ha'ayin. That's where Maris Ha'ayin comes up. But what if you have an action that 90% of the time, everybody knows it's mutter. Nobody's doing anything wrong. And there are a couple of people that mistakenly will think, oh, maybe something wrong is being done. There's no Maris Ha'ayin there. For the 6% of people who don't know the halacha, no, Maris Ha'ayin is where no both people doing something wrong. Aval asos davar heter mefursam bishvil eza anashim sheyitu lachshov shu davar iser lo asru. He says, v'uvda zu, and this uvda, this mitzias, that people do malacha after their wife lights candles. Everybody does malacha after their wife lights candles. The wife asks the kids to put off the oven. She yadua lakol she'nashim makabel Shabbos ba'alakas ha'neiros v'anashim makabel Shabbos b'tosefes katan kizman alakas ha'neiros kavu be'esra minutin kodem shkia. Ooh, 20 minutes, he says. We discussed that, the Urayim. Not just 18 minutes, 20 minutes. Right, 2 minutes for Tosefes. Okay, not for now. Uberova makomos. And then he's talking about the case. Vashkia haisa v'parshas v'yetzei before 32. V'hayod acharasar minutin meharega sheyashavti b'kar shehaya 419. Od achara. That's how he writes the numbers. Od acharasar minutin. I saw it 11 minutes. From the time that I was in the car. After Rechoka, I could have gone back 5 times to Yeshiva in that time period, he says. Vod Yisharu Eze Minutin L'Tosefa Shabbos. V'rak Efshar Yesh Eze Nashim Toh Shechosh Vashim Yizvah Allah Kazan Eres Asur Afla Nashim. He says, that's not Maris Ha'ayin. But, because he wrote me the Tshuva, Mikol Makom, Kivon Shemal Espot Kosef Sheish B'zeh Achas Hashem Kilkul, maybe somebody out there might be mistaken. Bli neder, I'll try not to do it again. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein. Right? Where did he get it from? This Gemara. It's exactly what Rebbe did, at least according to the Pashtus. What are you telling me? It's mutter! Okay, fine, I'll put it down. This is the Gadol Hadar talking, the Anava. Can't imagine. This is a Sichus Musar, this Shuva. Right? Thank you for the Tochacha. Thank you for the Tochacha. Not only does he say thank you and he's nice about it, but he accepts it. He said, I'm going to change my actions. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara. We continue. Harochets. That's not Gadata. It's not a Gadata. That's the Musar for the day. Says the Mishnah. Harochets b'mei ma'ara. If somebody washes in mei ma'ara, cave water. What's that? I warmed up water before Shabbos, and I put it into the cave to keep warm. Ooh, b'mei tferia. Or mei tferia, which is naturally heated. Remember, even, we discussed in the third parak, even after Chazal asered bathing in water that was heated from before Shabbos, right, or any washing one's body, they asked, and then they had a matar or something because people couldn't deal with not having any washing abilities. They, okay, Meitveria, they matar in the hot springs. So if somebody washes, again, remember the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Minhag Olam today is not to wash at all in any water source. Vinis topic, so somebody washes and they dry themselves. Afilu be'eser aluntios. Even if they use 10 towels, they only dry each other little by little with each one. Lo yevim biyado. You're not going to carry the towels because we're worried that you might come to do schita. You got to drop the towel. Aval asar b'nei adam is talking about luntas achas, but 10 people could use the same towel. B'nei midim ragleim u'mevinos u'miyadam, and then they could carry it. Why? Because we know if it's 10 people, they're going to be mazkir each other not to squeeze on Shabbos. We're worried about one person with a pretty dry towel, but we're not worried about 10 people with a pretty wet towel. Period. Sachar melash mishin. A person is allowed to smear and anoint themselves with oil on Shabbos, right? As long as it's very thin, very liquidy. There's no mimareach. Avalo misamlin. A person is allowed to be misamlin, meaning rub their body very vigorously. Velo misgarin, or scrape a person's body. Right? Rashi says that's uvdin techol. Uvdin techol, taking care of one's body. Ein yardin lekardima. A person is allowed to go into a kardima. It's a certain type of river, as we'll see. Veinosin epictivis. And a person cannot make a certain type of medicine that makes you throw up on Shabbos. Vein ma'atz v'nesakot. And a person cannot, we have this already, getting the bones back in place of a child. That's tikkun. As long as there's no pikuach nefesh involved, one is allowed to do that. Vein machzir v'nesashever. Or putting a broken bone back. Again, if there's tremendous pain, if there's a danger, then one can. And we'll see. We don't paskin fully like this Mishnah. Mishnifika Yadavaraglo, if a person also dislocated his arm, his leg, lo yatarfim mitzonin, a person cannot massage them vigorously in cold water, avarofi zukadarko, but wash it normally, vim nisrapa nisrapa, can't be nikar that it is medicinal for refuah. Again, if there's any type of danger, which a lot of time there is, you don't know if it's going to be affected, whether setting it now or just putting it in some type of sling, then that would be okay. Gemara, Ketani Meima Ara Dumya De Meitferia. It says both. Ma Meitferia Bechamin, just like Meitferia is hot, Af Meima Ara Chamin. So, also Meima Ara. And what does the Mishnah say? One who washes. Harochets the Eved in Lechadchila Lo. Sounds like it's only Bidi Eved. One can wash in the Meima Ara or the Meitferia. Michlal, bathing is only okay Bidi Eved. Mashma De Lehishtatev Kol Gufo, but showering, not bathing, but just putting the water on a body, I feel Lechadchila Shaper Dami. So is that Mutter? Even Lechadchila, you could shower. So Mani Rabbi Shimini. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tanya lo yishatif adam bein b'chamin mei betzoni di Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Matir. There's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yehuda bar Omer b'chamin also betzoni mutter. Okay. Either way, meikar din. Remember, we pask in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the mina kadum, not to bathe today in any water fully. But it's talking about filu baser aluntio. So a person can dry themselves even with 10 towels. But they're not allowed to carry them, even though they're very dry. Reisha Rabbi Yisachar Mashmalan, Vesefer Rabbi Yisachar Mashmalan. Each line is telling you a chiddush. Reisha Rabbi Yisachar Mashmalan. Diaf Afilu Hani Delon Afishi Behumaya. Even these that do not have so much water in it. Kivan Dechadhu Asile Schita. Say there's only one person, you might come to Schita, so you can't carry it. You're allowed to handle it. Right, we quote, let's say, are you allowed to dry dishes on Shabbos? So Shmir Shabbos quotes, yes, because the second that it becomes too wet, that it's not going to dry the dishes, and there might be an Isra Chshash of Schita, you're not going to use it anymore. You're going to put it down. Therefore, that's okay. The Sefer Rabbi Yisachar Mashmalan, and the Sefer also is a Chiddush. Afilu Hani, Delo, Denefishi Buhumayi, even these that have a lot of water in it, Kiva de Rabim Ninu, Midkari Ahadadi. Since they're Rabim, they will be maskir each other. Period. Tanur Rabbanan. More discussions of towels. Mistabik adam ba'aluntis umenicha b'chalon. A person could dry himself with a towel and just leave it in like the locker. in the bathhouse. Again, this is at the time when they used to bathe. V'lo yimsi rena lu'uyar, and you shouldn't give it directly to the bathhouse attendants. V'v'reisha chashudin alos adavar, because we're worried they think they're going to run out of towels, so they're going to try to squeeze it and do schita in order to get it dry for the next person. So you can't give it to them directly. Rabbi Shimon Omer mistavik ba'luntas achas umeviya biyadol tok beis. Rabbi Shimon argues. He says you're allowed to dry with one towel and bring it home. Amalei abayler of Yosef Hilchazamai. Who do we paskin like? Amalei har Rabbi Shimon, har Rabbi, har Shmuel, har Rabbi Yochanan. Well, all four of those people say mutter. Rabbi Shimon ada Amran. He just said it. You're allowed to. Rabbi Detanya Amar Rabbi. Kshayina lemeidem Torah etzor Rabbi Shimon betakawa. When we used to learn Torah with Rabbi Shimon, we used to remember Rabbi Shimon Shita we had at the beginning of the 19th parak, beginning of Rabbi Elazar Demila. Rabbi Shimon held that all Carmelios are like one Rishus. Roofs and yards and carpaves. So he says, we used to learn with Rabbi Shimon, Hayinu Mal and Shemin Valuntis, we used to take oils and towels, Mechatzel Lagaga, Megagla Carpave, Achinu Magine, it's a Ma'ayan, Shahayinu Rochzimbo, until we got to the Ma'ayan. And Pashas is, Rashi adds in, they brought the towels back, they didn't leave them there. So, you see, Rabbi also holds his mutter. Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Shmuel, Mestavik Adam Baluntis, Umiviya Biyado, Lutok Beso. He says it explicitly. And Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Chiyah Baraba, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Mestavik Adam Baluntis, Umiviya Biyado, Lutok Beso. We paskin that we're not worried about Gzeir Shem Yiskot. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is Rabbi Yochanan really not worried? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kestam Mishnah, Vitznan, Vitztavik Afilo, Esra Luntios, Lo Yivim Biyado. Rabbi Yochanan holds Halacha Kestam Mishnah, and our Mishnah says Asur. Answer, Hahu keben chachinai masni la. No, our Mishnah is like a certain das yachid. But really, Rabbi Yochanan himself is not bound by that. Okay, so that's why we paskin lakula. Period. Amar Rabbi Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'ul yarin mevi'in balari nashim lebebani. Ul yarin, let's say the bathhouse attendants that are in charge of bringing the towels. They can bring the towels for the women. Ubavati is kazam and roshim ruban. As long as they wear them, can't carry them in a place without an eruv. Right? You have to wear them. Sikkanisa. What's a sikkanisa? Rashi explains it's a type of sudar, a type of scarf that goes on your shoulders and your head. Sarach lekasher beiz rashel lamata. You gotta tie it under you. Gotta tie it when you wear it under you. Because it might, shlotipo mirosho, because else it'll fall off. You have to tie it even lower than the shoulders, so it's considered covering your body. When you take your towels to the Bnei Chela, what are the Bnei Chela? So this is a time when they had to bring certain begadim out to the soldiers that were positioned around their city, and it was a sakana, and they had to bring it out. When you do that, shabibu buhu lamat miktafayim, just wear it. Let it hang down on you, so you're not violating the Isser of Hotzah. Okay, these are all issues of carrying begadim on Shabbos. A person is allowed to smear their stomach and smear with different types of oils. Again, as long as it's not medicinal and it's not thick, what's the Isser? Right, there's no malacha here. As long as you don't do it like you do it during the week, like the Mishnah said, you know, vigorously. What should you do? First, anoint a little bit, and then be mimashmesh. Then you could do it vigorously after you do it softly first. Do it all at once. Either way, they're both assuming do some type of shinoi than is done in the normal part of the week. Avolo misamlin, but you're not allowed to be misamel. Do it in a vigorous way. Amar b'chei b'rabba Rabbi Yochanan. Aser, other issues relating to refuah and feeling good on Shabbos. Aser la'amod b'karka isa shel diusmis. One is not allowed to stand on the in the diusmis, which is a type of which is a river. Rashi says, which is very salty. Mepreisha ma'ameles umarape. Why? Because it heats you up and it's refuah. It's refuah. Therefore, you can't stand in there on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Kol Yemeshal, Diusmis Esrim Be'echad Yom. There's only 21 days a year that river is very is good for you and it's healthy. Vatzeres Ben Aminyan, and one of those 21 days is Shavuos. Ibaylu Vatzeres LaHaygisa LaHaygisa. Is Shavuos the first one or the last day? Tashma, Amar Shmuel, Kolu Shakyanei. Shmuel the great doctor says all drinks Midivcha Vatzarta from Pesach to Shavuos Mali. From Pesach to Shavuos, the springtime, that's when these drinks are very healthful. Right, and therefore you see, Shavuos is at the end of the process. Just like the drinks are healthful at this time, so it must be, so to the river. So the Gemara says, who says? Dilma, Hasamu, Tekama, Tekara, Abamali. Maybe by the drinks, The cool springtime is better. Aval hacha mishem hevlu, but here by the river, you want it to be hot. It's because of the hevel, because of the vapor. Kivan to chamim alma tfeimali. So maybe the hotter it is. So who says? Shavuos maybe is the first and not the end. Okay. Amr Rabbi Chelbo, chamra to prugisa, umay de diusmis, kipcha ser shvatim Yisrael. Right? The wine of prugisa and this diusmis river, they remove the ten shvatim of Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Rashi says, shahayu ba'alei hana'a. They were into pleasure. Va'osukim bakach. V'lohayu oskim batorah. V'yatsu latar bizra'a. Wow. Right? This Gashmi area was, they took away these ten shvatim. So, here's the story. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Ikla l'hasa. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch one time went to this place. Imshech Basrai. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the great Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who in Pirkei Avos is discussed that if you put everybody next to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, he's Machria. And he went to this vacation place. And he got pulled there. Iakar Talmudei, and he forgot his learning. Ki Hadar, when he came back, they gave him an aliyah. It was Parshas Bo. Asa kam l'mik, or it was Parshas Achodesh. One of the two. Asa kam l'mikre b'sifra. So he was about to read Parshas Achodesh. Boy, l'mikre Achodesh is Elachem. He was about to read Achodesh Elachem. Omar, hacheresh haya libam. Whoa. Their heart was closed off. Their heart was closed. This is how he read. He couldn't even read Hebrew anymore. Hacheresh haya libam. Bo Rabban Rachmi Aleva Hadat Talmud Day. The Rabbanan davened for him, and he got some of his learning back. This is what a world of Gashmias could do. V'hainu Ditznan Reb Nehorah Yomer, and this is what it says in Pirkei Avos. Havi go l'lamakim Torah. Wherever we go, we have to make sure there's Torah in that place. V'al Tomar Shehi Tavo Acharecha, and we should not say that it will come after us. Shachavarecha Yikaimu Biyotcha, that my friends will be Mekayim it for me. The Bartanura says on this Mishnah, right? You shouldn't say that, you know, I'll get the notes. I don't have to be in Shir. I don't have to see the Rebbe. I'll get the notes. The other Talmidim will tell me. No. That's not learning. V'al Bina, I mean, it's better than not. But the albinas chalti shine, and don't rely on your own bina to think that you can handle it in a place without Torah. Rabbi Nos chalti shine. Tana lo Rabbi Roy Shmo, Rabbi Nachem Yishmo. Really, his name was really Rabbi Nachem Yah. Varmila Rabbi Lozem and Arach Shmo. V'lam Nikra Shmo. Rabbi Roy Shemani or any Chacham Mahalacha. They were man here. They lit up the world in halacha. Either way, this is an important mishnah. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, the Tiferes Yisrael also here discusses this Mishnah. He says, "Mishnah hazos tochachas megula lebachur hamaschil lilmod." You gotta go to a place where there's Torah. You gotta go to a place where you feel like you could grow. And interesting, what does it say? It doesn't say havi gole lemakom, you know, to learn. Midalokam or havi gole lilmod Torah. It says havi gole lemakom Torah. Shema mina dachikam or afilu efshar lecha lilmod Torah bimkomcha. You can learn Torah at home. Go to the Beis Medrash. Right? Go to the Makom Torah. Even if one can learn by themselves. And then this story, the Ben Yoyada quotes that in Medrash Koheles, there is a fuller version of this story. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, but this is a little bit of, you know, how did he, why did he go to this place? Lozem Ben Arach. You know, what was he doing there? So we'll have to see tomorrow how and why he went there, and we'll talk about Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz's take on this story in the Sichas Musar, right? He's relating the story to Bein Hazmanim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem. We will continue. Parsha Shir, Beth Hashem, is tonight.